We were never a Disney vacation family. Instead, when I was growing up, my family's summer vacations were always spent at Navajo Lake in northern New Mexico. Every summer, we trekked up to the lake, frequently timing it so that my grandparents would be there that same week. My grandfather owned a motorboat and that he'd equipped with a trolling motor and a fish finder. And he had several large fishing rods so he could catch the rainbow trout and the kokanee salmon that inhabited the lake. We'd pile into the boat, and he'd take us out to troll the waters for fish. After several familiar beeps emanated from the fish finder, and my grandfather determined that it was not some sort of fluke or other reason, I watch as my grandmother and my parents fed their hooks kernels of corn, and then put their lines out into the water. I watched them, and I wanted to be like them. I wanted to catch my own fish and to have my own rod. One year, a week or so before our annual trip to Navajo, my dad took me to Walmart. We made our way to the sporting section where we picked out a matching blue and white Snoopy fishing rod, one for me, one for my brother. Excited to have my own rod, no matter how meager it was, or that I had to rely on watching a simple bobber to catch the fish, I spent as much time as I could standing inches away from the water or out on a boat, rod in hand. I spent hours bringing that pole back behind my small body, and then, just like my dad had taught me, pressing the reel release button and flinging it forward, whipping it so that the fishing line would cast out as far as I could get it. Hour after hour, I cast the line, and I would sit and watch the bobber. Hour after hour, I fished. Though I never did fish as much as those first disciples did. According to Matthew, the first four disciples were all fishermen. Every day they would make their way out to the water, casting their nets in the sea in hopes for a large haul of fish. Matthew makes it clear that at least for James and John, and maybe for Simon and Andrew as well, they fished because their family fished. That they were likely growing up watching their dad fish and probably like me, desiring to be like him. So they became fishermen. It's who they were. That is until Jesus sidles up to the shore. As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." For much of their lives, Simon Peter, Andrew, James, and John were fishermen and likely always expected to be fishermen, except that Jesus calls them to be something else, to be something different. Jesus calls them into a new way of being. Jesus calls them, and Matthew says, they immediately left their nets and followed him. I'm fairly sure that they did not have a clue when they set off what it meant to fish for people. Yet Jesus had them hooked. They immediately get up and they trail off after him, leaving everything, including for James and John, their dad, behind. As I think back to that summer on the lake, I have to smile as I think about why I was so keen to spend so much time with my little Snoopy rod and reel. Some of it is because I really do like fishing, but I spent so long doing it that summer because I wanted to be like my family. I wanted to be a Murray like my parents and an Eno like my grandparents. And I thought the way to become one, at least in part, was to fish. It seemed like an integral part of who we were. We were people who vacationed at a lake every year and spent hours hoping for the fish to bite. We were people who made fishy faces whenever the fish weren't biting, you know, where you pucker your lips up like this and kind of move them around That's who we were. I thought the being comes from doing, or came from doing, rather, except that it was precisely the other way around. The being, or the doing, comes from being. I fished because I was already a Murray and I was already an Eno. I fished because I had parents and grandparents who taught me to wait out the boredom of waiting for a fish to bite by being silly and making fishy faces. I had parents who noticed how much I wanted to fish and made a special trip to Walmart to buy me and my brother matching Snoopy fishing rods so that we could fish alongside them. I was not a Murray because I fished. I was a Murray because I had parents who had called me by name and who loved me. Parents who taught me to love fishing, just as Jesus did with those first disciples. Before Jesus showed up, Simon Peter, Andrew, James, and John hadn't done anything except be who they were before. Yet he wanted them to follow him, to learn a new way of being. He called to them because he wanted them to be children of God, to learn the unforced rhythms of grace, and to fish for people so that others might be caught up in the mystery of the divine love. It is that same call that Jesus extends to each of us, that Jesus extends to you. Jesus has called you by name and asked you to follow him, not because of anything that you have done, but purely because he wants you. He wants you to be something new, to find a new way to be, where your work and what you do is born out of who you are, a child of God, not the other way around. You are already loved. You are already cherished. The being does not come from the doing. Rather, the doing comes from the being. Every action we take, everything we do, it is born out of God's love and desire for us and for the whole of creation. A desire to come and follow, to learn the rhythm of unforced grace, to learn to love our neighbors as ourselves, and to work to protect and care for those who are marginalized. We do all these things because we are children of God. And it is only because Jesus already loves us.